please.
Secretary Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hello.
Secretary Rogers. Hi, Mr. President.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, that wedding was just great.
Well, it was you got to give Pat and Tricia the credit. They really worked. And that White House staff, weren't they great?
Yeah. Everything was absolutely superb. Yeah. And I thought the press coverage was excellent.
The TV was really, you didn't see it probably.
I saw some of it. I thought it was great.
It was really, really came out. All three networks did it. Just really couldn't have done better.
I don't know how you could have done any better. I mean, there were no snide remarks or anything. Just great.
Really, really handled it well.
It couldn't have been better.
Yeah. Incidentally, one thing I was going to mention that the casualties this week are going to be less than 20 again, unless they have something they haven't. Unless something has come up, unless they have some MIAs that they're putting in. In fact, it could be 15, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we're now coming into that period, which we said we would.
I know. You know, I heard on the radio a little while ago that this is the first time that there's been no combat activity involving United States troops in South Vietnam. The
today.
Last 24 hours, no combat at all.
Good.
Wasn't that good?
Well, there were 3 days last week, apparently. I just checked Colin talking to Haig, and he said there were 3 days there were no killed in action at all.
Isn't that wonderful?
And through Thursday, there were only four. So Friday, Saturday may have picked up some. But as I said, they sometimes pick up some who have been missing, and that they just decide that they're gone now, and they just let them go.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I was, I don't know whether I didn't read the piece, but Haig was talking to me about it, that that piece in the Times is, of course, a massive security leak from the Pentagon, you know. It all relates, of course, to everything up until we came in.
Yeah.
And it's hard on Johnson, it's hard on Kennedy, it's hard on Lodge. Of course, the difficulty from our standpoint, and I suppose the Times is running it now because of McGovern Hatfield, it's also hard on the Vietnamese, you know, the covert up there. But apparently McNamara had the study made, started, and then it was continued by Clifford. But it's really something. They said, according to Haig, the 4,000 secure documents were apparently just leaked to the Times.
Isn't that awful?
God
damn. Of course,
damn.
McNamara looks lousy, too. He comes out looking good.
Yeah, I didn't read the piece, but he looks, apparently, by the time, you see, the difficulty was McNamara started, then Clifford got in, he makes McNamara look bad.
Yeah.
And trying to make him look good.
Yeah, they're a bunch of scoundrels, aren't
they? This goddamn Clifford, you know, his talking around, if he's got something he ought to say, he'll tell us.
Well, I'll talk to you.
He's going to see your fellow Wednesday, but...
Who is? He's going to see who?
Clifford. Oh, I'm sure he's going to... He said he was... told the press that he was going to see Sullivan to report to him, you know, because we asked for it. In other words, we said, look, if you got anything, what is it?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I'll talk to Sullivan.
Well,
Sullivan called him.
I didn't know that Sullivan called
him. No, he did at our suggestion.
Oh, at our suggestion?
Oh, no, sure. Oh, because, see, when it came up, Ron, I didn't want to have it any interest shown in the White House, so we just said, well, have Sullivan say, well, look, we're negotiating here. Yeah. If you've got something to pass on to Bruce, let us know.
Yeah.
But he's a...
Well, I thought that I could take him on a little Tuesday. Was Mel on television today?
I think he was supposed to have been on one of the talk shows, but I... Yes, I think he was. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Maybe I'll have a chance to talk a bit more about what I should say Tuesday. I'll take him on as hard as you want me to.
Yeah, well, I would say this, that the real problem is, of course, how much we want to build him, but on the other hand, others may build him so that he has to be taken on, but we'll see what Mel did, too. Mel said he was going to take him on, but...
Well, I think that if I take him on, I should do it with a flick of my wrist.
Well,
more
in sorrow than in anger.
Right.
My view, being, look, after all, he was in this whole thing, and he left us with 550,000 men there, and so forth, and casualties at 300 a week. Now, if he's We under those circumstances, of course, if he's got information that
right.
he should that it's he owes it to pass
right.
it on. We're and that and I think the idea too that my God we're exploring every possible thing. You know, Bruce brings up everything he can, every damn thing.
Of course,
we don't.
Well,
I can
hit him,
get a nibble.
I can hit him pretty hard if I have to, because he's very vulnerable.
I don't know what he has. Don't you think through some embassy or something? Or?
Oh, I don't know. It's a political move. That's all it is.
You think so?
Sure.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything.
They told me that a Johnson is furious at him now.
Yeah.
Johnson was at in New York, was speaking to some, talking in a, I mean, some sort of a party he was attending, and apparently he said, "Damn it!" He says the trouble with Clifford is that if says he can talk like this and go out into Burning Tree, and he says the president's got to go back to the damn office, and he
yeah.
said you ought to tell him.
That's a good
not
point.
Bad.
That's really pretty good, isn't it?
It's so true of Clifford.
Well,
let's talk about it tomorrow, and
right.
let's see what Mel said, and
right.
Get a line. Where I'm deliberately having what Ziegler has played it, as you know, rather
right.
cool,
right.
and we'll continue to tomorrow, but.
Right. Well, we can decide. I don't think
right.
We want to be sure we don't build him up as an individual.
No,
never. He's not known to the country.
He's not known. And the story, from what I have heard, is not getting a hell of a lot of attention nationally. It's more of a Washington, New York story.
Even in Washington, though, the papers are sort of criticizing him.
Yeah. I understand
right.
White took him on.
Well, even a fellow like Jal Roberts, who's
yeah.
against us, took him on.
Of course, he was over there, too.
Right.
Roberts has got the other, had that interview,
right.
which...
Right. Yeah, which, and really, when you read that interview, it's one, three, they've, yeah. they've toughened their position.
Yeah.
It's not...
They're saying, look, we won't do anything unless you stop the aid.
That's right.
Sure. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, fine. Thanks, Mr. President.